Alex McFarland. The Stand. Why calls for Israel to cease fire are tied to the liberal devaluing of human life. The schoolyard bully who bruises the little girl. The thug who pushes an old woman to her death on the subway rails. The gang that robs a jewelry store and stabs the owner. The coward who carjacks and shoots the driver. They're all guilty of crimes against innocent lives. The abortionist who wields forceps may kill a preborn baby legally, but the end is the same. Innocent and alive moments earlier, dead and discarded now because someone had the power to do it. The war in Israel is only the latest example of the cheapening of human life. The abortifacient pill, gun, or missile aimed at civilian centers all say that might equal right. My superior ideals or brute force justify any action I take. If no one can stop me, I'm right. Political rhetoric suggests support for the innocent, but street protests belie the philosophy that anything is acceptable if it furthers your cause. Israel has the right to defend herself, but only if no innocent people die. Well, except for Jews. Israel has the right to defend herself, but only if it allows aid to innocent civilians. Ignore the $4.8 billion Hamas and the PA have stolen already. Israel has the right to defend herself, but only if it promises to harbor refugees. Since none of the neighboring Arab states will, Israel has the right to defend herself, but it would be so much easier for everyone if the Jews would just agree to die. I'm sure the UN would arrange a nice bronze plaque. This land, briefly known as Israel during its flourishing years, we now officially designate as a Palestinian heritage site. This is not a war over land and never has been. Israel has given up land repeatedly. The PLO, then the PA, then Hamas, missed each opportunity for peace. The Palestinians have never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. Why? Because the warlords and wealthy theocrats who claim to represent the Palestinian people do not want a two-state solution. They want the final solution. From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. Anyone who has ever visited the land, as I have, knows the chance meaning. Israel is bordered by the Jordan River to the east and the Mediterranean Sea to the west. From the river to the sea, only means one thing: exterminate all Jews. The day after the Black Sabbath massacre, Al Jazeera interviewed a Hamas spokesman. The host asked why Hamas attacked innocent civilians. The spokesman bristled, "We never target civilians." Pausing, he added, "Only settlers." To the interviewer's credit, he pressed, "But your rockets target Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Those aren't Gaza settlements." The Hamas mouthpiece replied, "All Jews are settlers. Read. All Jews are legitimate targets." In a November 1 Memory TV interview, Hamas spokesman Ghazi Hamad said, "Nobody should blame us for the things we do. On October 7, October 10, October 1 million. Everything we do is justified." Emphasis added. Reminder. Everything, included gunning down 200 concertgoers, dozens of beheadings, burning a baby in an oven. The morgue recovered the charred body with the oven element melted into the baby's spine. Shooting fleeing civilians, raping, taking 250 hostages, only 20 military. By Geneva Convention rules, all of those. Desecrating bodies, raping, murdering children, burning homes with people inside, torturing, and attacking non-military targets, are all war crimes, and all happened 10/7. This is not taking sides or speculation. Several dozen international reporters saw the videos. These acts, and more, were live-streamed via body cams worn by the terrorists as they celebrated the "everything we do is justified" philosophy. One terrorist filmed himself calling his parents from a dead Jewish woman's phone, "I killed 10 Jews. See, the blood is still on my hands." The war against the Jews is being waged in the media and on college campuses across America. Pro-life battles for the unborn were waged in the same places. In each, real lives are at stake. Peace, human rights, and decency are all at risk. Like any battle over the right to live, the fight in Israel, murder on American streets, and in clinics around the world is more spiritual than material. Call it the devil or use terrorist acronyms. Evil exists, and human life is always the target. Biden and other weak or war-weary world leaders and UN puppets are calling for Israel to enact a humanitarian ceasefire. This is not only premature since the murderous Hamas-ISIS terrorists have not been destroyed, it is also just plain stupid. Why? Because a ceasefire by Israel would last exactly 4 seconds. 4 seconds? How do I know? It takes 2 seconds to say beetle. In Hebrew, cease. And 2 seconds to shout tashri in Arabic, fire. 6 seconds if including the obligatory Allah Akbar. God established his pro-life stance when he created the first life. He affirmed it through Christ when he died on the cross, giving his life for ours, demonstrating the immeasurable value of life. We participate in that evil when we devalue, desecrate, abbreviate, or preempt human life. Natural law, the understanding that some things are universally evil and should be prohibited, has never been clearer or more necessary. I'm Alex McFarland. I stand with Israel, and I stand for life. Source: The Stand.